KSC News, I'm Lance Pry. As Republican and Democrats on Capitol Hill continue to sound the alarm on illegal immigrants, putting some cities on the verge of bankruptcy, the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be open. There were roughly 270,000 people reported by the Biden administration last month, and a new fiscal year high of nearly 2.5 million people entering the United States this fiscal year alone. The numbers do not include those sneaking into the United States undetected. An off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot has been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder after he allegedly tried to crash an Alaskan Airlines aircraft mid-flight by shutting the engines off on the Boeing 737. 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson, as a pilot, was allowed to sit in the jump seat, which is located in the cockpit. Alaskan Airlines Flight 2059 was headed to San Francisco Airport from Everett, Washington on Sunday. After the pilot subdued the suspect, the plane was diverted to Portland International Airport, and Emerson was arrested. Two more hostages have been released by the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. Hamas claimed it released the hostages Monday on humanitarian grounds, but they did not release the more than 200 people still being held hostage by Hamas. The group has said they would murder the hostages on live TV. The released hostages were identified as two elderly Israeli women. The fighting continues. Louisiana State Police are reporting 7 people were killed and at least 24 injured, and 158 vehicles were damaged on Interstate 55 in Louisiana during a super fog event that left visibility near zero. The crash yesterday morning created an 11-mile backup. For the first time since 2011, the Texas Rangers are advancing to the World Series, defeating the Houston Astros 11-4 last night. USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Experts are warning about a challenging respiratory virus season and strongly recommend getting vaccinated. Dave Collins has more.
CDC forecast says there could be as many as 25 new weekly hospitalizations for every 100,000 people in the U.S. The CDC suggests this season will be similar to last year, which had hospitals more full than any other point in the pandemic.
Detroit police are emphasizing that the stabbing death of the president of a local synagogue is not believed to be connected to anti-Semitism.
We don't feel, as of this press conference, that there's anything that supports anyone else being at risk as it relates to a hate crime.
Police Chief James White stated that they are actively pursuing a suspect in the case. Samantha Wall was discovered with multiple stab wounds on a sidewalk near her residence on Saturday morning. She held the position of president of the Isaac Agree Downtown Detroit Synagogue. She also previously worked for 2 Democratic Michigan politicians. This year, Halloween candy prices have surged by 13%, as reported by both the U.S. Bureau of Labor and a supply chain expert from UCLA. The increase in cost can be attributed to the elevated expense of ingredients, labor, and transportation. Consequently, the average American household is projected to allocate about $35 for candy this year, a rise from the previous year's $30 expenditure. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.